Well, are we going to have another storm? Is it going to happen? Where's it going to hit? All right, well, we've got the man, Brad Field, award-winning meteorologist, and whether or not we're going to have Nor'easter number 4 knocking on our door. Boy, that rhymes.
Yeah, it does. Nice job, Brad. And Brad Field is in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's so good to talk to you guys. Hey, you know, I want to be the beacon of bright-eyed happiness this morning. Because, guys, listen to this. No matter what happens, today is the last full day of winter, all right? And also, Major League Baseball starts next week. So try to keep those two optimistic points in your mind as we go through this forecast.
Okay.
Once again.
I will.
But, Brad and Dan, I heard your little teaser on this morning, and I heard Brad Davis predicting that he didn't think that there would be any snow.
Oh.
Brad?
Yes?
I think you are correct.
Yes!
At least I'm going to say I don't think there'll be much snow of consequence. But you guys asked me about Nor'easter number 4.
Right.
It is definitely coming again. And the situation will be that tomorrow, the first day of spring, officially arriving at 12:15 in the afternoon, we'll see low pressure developing off the North Carolina coast. And if you live in southern New England for a long time, you know that's a precarious position for one of these storms to form in. It looks like it's going to be moving toward the benchmark, which is 40 north, 70 west, and that's where our big storms go. But with this storm, there's a difference. The storm, I think, is going to be very compact. And the reason for that is we've got cold, high pressure up in eastern Canada. It is really cold out there for the time of year. There's no question about that.
Yep.
So I do think that dry air will get involved with this storm and keep the precipitation shield, the precipitation of consequence, over southeastern New England. Not over here in southwestern New England. I think more out toward our friends in the Taunton, Fall River, New Bedford area. Once again, these guys are going to get hit hard. And again, the Massachusetts coast is going to come under some fairly wicked winds out of the northeast and north on the order of gusting to 50 miles per hour again. And that is for Wednesday and for Wednesday night. But back here, Dan and Brad, I think we're going to see some snow on Wednesday. There'll be some snow in the air, and people are going to say, gosh, this is crazy. Is the winter ever going to end? This time of year, though, it is critical whether it snows during the day or at night. It is really hard to overcome the solar angle, and the solar radiation comes right through the clouds, and it's very tough to get the snow to accumulate during the day, especially on the blacktop. So in terms of, like, stopping transportation and having schools canceled or whatever, I think the roads will be primarily just wet on Wednesday, and I don't think it's going to be snowing all that hard.
How about Thursday?
Thursday looks fine. The only thing with Thursday, Brad, is the wind is going to be howling. On the backside of that storm as it exits up into the Canada Maritimes, so on Thursday morning, you're prepping to go off to work or school or run some errands. I wouldn't waste too much time with that, with my hair. I put on a baseball cap or something. It is going to be so windy on Thursday. I think the winds are going to be gusting way over 40 miles per hour. And I told you guys it was cold for the time of year. Let me just dramatize that a little bit for you. Yesterday, the high temperature at Bradley, where the official records are kept for Interior Connecticut, 36.
Yeah.
That's a midwinter day.
It was 14 degrees in the morning at my house in Torrington.
Yeah, exactly, Dan. So if the normal high temperature for yesterday and today, 48. Not even going to come close. And it was, Dan just mentioned, some single digits around. Bradley was 17, and the normal low temperature is 28. Mm. And already this month, we're approaching a foot and a half of snow accumulation at Bradley International Airport. And I've got some season-to-date numbers for you guys. Usually by this time of year, mid to late March, we have had about 3 feet of snow on the ground. Well, we've had over 4 feet so far this year, so 25% higher than usual. But trying to keep that theme of optimism going, sunset, though, 7:02 today.
All right.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it is awesome.
And then the other thing, guys, is, you know, for the skiers, I know March skiing is fantastic because if you sit on the chairlift and you just shut your eyes, sometimes the sun feels so nice and warm, you actually feel like you could be at the beach or something. But they have had an epic March in some of the ski areas, especially southern Vermont. Places like Mount Snow and Stratton and Okemo have had over 5 feet. I'll say that again, five feet of snow since March 1st. Just crazy amounts of snow. Cold weather in New England this morning. As nearby as North Adams, Massachusetts, it's 7 right now. Huh. And Dan, did you happen to look at your thermometer this morning?
I did, but it was in the low 20s at my house.
Yeah, you know why that was? We had some cloud cover last night, and that acted like an insulating blanket.
I noticed that cloud cover. Yes, okay.
Now the cloud cover's moved out, Dan. I do think we're going to see radiational cooling again tonight, and I think many towns in Connecticut are going to go into the single digits and teens again overnight tonight. Mm. And, gentlemen, I keep thinking that maybe every time we converse, it might be the last time you talk to me. Well, you might have to talk to me again next week because there's some indication that nor'easter number 5 of March 2018 could come Thursday and Thursday night.
Wow. That's next week. That's not this Thursday.
That's next week.
No, next week.
That's 29:30.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
And, you know, I've been pretty successful this winter in making these long-range projections.
You sure have.
Until I get burned, I guess I'm going to keep touching.
We're going to keep listening to you. Now, what about this high-pressure system that's been parked over Greenland and serving as a blocking pattern? What can you tell us about that?
Dan, I can tell you that is a very astute observation. That is what we have been missing the entire winter season. There was no blocking up until March in the area around Greenland and the Eastern Maritimes of Canada. So storms were coming along. They were trying to intensify, but they didn't have time. So they would come along and put down their 2, 3, 4 inches of snow and then just move right along. Well, what the blocking pattern does is it slows the storms down and allows them to intensify, and then they can't escape. So we get two things happening. We get a stronger storm that is more reluctant to leave. So that's what's been happening during the month of March, and that's why we've been getting these, you know, some people might think it's hyperbole by saying epic, but they are epic storms. If you take a ride along the Massachusetts coast, the North Shore of Boston, the South Shore of Boston, there have been homes that have just been destroyed, devastated. Seawalls have been ruined. Beach erosion has been incredible on Cape Cod and the Outer Islands. So it has been a really bad month in terms of storms battering the New England coast. And it looks like there are two more in the pipeline, one coming this week, Wednesday night. And then, as I said to Brad and also Dan, the wind on Thursday is going to be really gusty in the wake of that storm. And then again, next week, as we end the month of March, toward the very end of the month of March, in the Thursday night range, we could have another storm, which could really help prolong the ski season in central and northern New England.
Now, when you say storms, it's not going to be that bad in this area, though, right?
Well, this coming week.
Right.
I'm talking about this week.
Right, this week,
right.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter, though, Brad, is that like I said, the time of day is so critical. There was a storm that we had on April 1st, 1997.
I remember that storm.
That put down up to 2 feet of heavy, wet snow, but most of it fell at night. So the deal here is it's tough to get the snow to stick during the day because of the solar angle and the solar radiation. So we have to wait and get a little bit close to the timing, see when the heaviest precipitation will come. Will it be in the daytime? Will it be at the nighttime? 95% of the time, it doesn't matter whether it's day or night. But this time of year, it really is very critical because the whole meaning of the vernal equinox is that the sun now for the next 6 months is going to shine in the northern hemisphere from the equator at points north. So we're going to have these long 12-hour plus days with a lot more direct solar radiation and so forth. So when you're in those 6 months, it makes it very hard for the snow to accumulate.
Now, Brad, look into your crystal ball for just a minute here before we let you go. And that is, when is this high-pressure system in Greenland going to break up? And what does it look like long-range, the kind of spring we're going to have?
Well, I'll tell you about spring next time we talk again because I want to look into it a little bit more. But I will say this. It looks as though the blocking pattern will hold through the end of March.
Wow.
So they will hold all of this week and all of next week. Mm-hmm. That's the reason I think we're going to see nor'easter number four this week and then nor'easter number five next week.
But when you say nor'easter this week, well, that scares me. Does that mean we're going to have a lot of snow or what?
No, it doesn't, Brad, because I think this storm is going to be a lot more compact. I think southeastern Massachusetts will have maybe a half a foot of snow, the heavy, wet variety type of snow, but I think the precipitation shield will be a little more compact. I did write up a quick forecast for you guys. So I have partly to mostly sunny today, chilly near 40, cold tonight, teens and low 20s, increasing clouds tomorrow, but a fine day, 40 to 45, cloudy at night, 20 to 25, and then Wednesday, we've got a chance of snow, but I think it's just going to mostly be in the air, not really sticking on the ground. And the heaviest of the activity will be south and east of I-84. So on the actual snow that's on the ground and the snow piles and stuff, I could see some snow accumulating. But it's going to be tough to accumulate on Wednesday. The snow will end Wednesday night. It'll be windy and then partly sunny, windy and cold on Thursday. So that's the weather this week. Friday looks fine as well.
Okay. But I'm
one and only, Brad.
A great job, Brad. But I'm guessing 29 and 30, March 29 and 30, all bets are off as far as snow is concerned, right?
Yeah, it's too early to say, but I think another storm is going to be taking the exact same path that the previous nor'easters have taken right up the Atlantic seaboard and coming up toward New England. So I think somebody's going to get walloped next week as well.
All right, Brad, great job as always. Thanks so much for your time. We
Brad
so appreciate
Peter.
It. And we'll talk down the road, but thank you a million.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, guys.
That's a great job.